anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
Hi, I'm Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jocelyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet
Boys. Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. The show is produced here from the farm by
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Scoey 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. Guaranteed to take out pet odor and any other kind of odor. Urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor. It's amazing. I even use it in my garbage disposal. So, Scoey 10X, you can only get it at their website, SCOE10X.com. Also, don't forget, join me in Italy, please. Hopefully I'm going as well. So, basically September 30th through Colette Tours. And you know Colette does everything for you, all your excursions and everything, whatever you want to sign up for, everything is taken care of. 1-800-581-8942 for information. Booking number 1382009, or just go to talkinpets.com. And don't forget Good Pets Foods natural supplements and treats for your dog that they'll love. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. This is Talkin' Pets.
I walked where bone meets broken stone, and whispered to the dust below. If cold earth keeps your silence sleep, tell me, what is it you? This rose up from Marrow's throne. A wind through ribs as white as snow. We know the weight of every grief and every fear.
28 years later, The Bone Temple. Out in theaters now, I believe. And, yep, it's out this weekend. And great movie with Ralph Fiennes. And that is one of the songs from the film. And I did review it. You can check it out at TalkinPets.com and click on Movie Reviews. Or you can also read it at Talkin' Pets Radio on Facebook. But if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out these top five as of last weekend.
What he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee for the movie, son. Floor's always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in the smallest sadness, unless she's a rock. It always makes it to my seat in time.
time to spare. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out these top five as of last week. No hidden secret here. Avatar, Fire and Ash. Total gross so far domestically, $350 million as of last week, and that's 4 weeks out. It's already cracked the billion-dollar mark worldwide. Number two, you guys missed it. I'm just going to tell you, Primate. It made $15 million on its opening weekend. I will tell you, if you want gore and horror, go check out Primate.
Oh, I'm glad I haven't seen it.
I wish you did see it because I know you like monkeys. And
but I don't. You just said gore. No, I don't want to see.
But that's what happens when you have a primate.
Mine would never be.
Yeah,
be
right.
Like that.
I heard that it was a dude in a suit. Like it's not CGI.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was one thing that I marked in my review about it was that there's a couple times.
Monkey.
There's a couple times where you could tell it's a dude. Because the way the monkey moved, I was kind of like,
Is it like a joke movie?
Oh, God, no.
Kind of like the Cocaine Bear movie, because that's...
Not at all.
Like a
It was so
laugh.
Unserious.
It was very serious. Basically, the premise of the movie, and they have this... The wife passed away, and the dad and the one daughter kept the primate that the wife was working with as a vet. She was a vet or a scientist or whatever.
Oh.
And the primate was very friendly. No problems whatsoever. Actually, the one that you would like to have. But the other daughter from college comes in with a bunch of friends.
Mm.
Dad goes away on business for the weekend. And next thing you know is they're all with the monkey, with the chimp. The chimp gets
with
rabies.
Oh.
Mm.
Then.
How did it get rabies?
I don't want to give too much
away. Oh, okay. Sorry.
I don't want to give too much away. So it gets rabies, which is, you know, in the trailer kind of thing. And then basically it is carnage.
Oh, wow.
Everyone.
Yikes.
There's things in, like, there's potential survival and then there's not. But in one scene, not just one, but literally one of the moments, this guy's face is just ripped off.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like...
I don't know, John. That sounds kind of comedic.
It's almost like slow motion.
Ooh.
Watching a chimpanzee, which has happened
mm-hmm.
to several people out there. This chimp rips this guy's face off. And
yikes.
And it's from that point on, it's horror.
Yeah.
I wasn't scared once, like in a point where I jumped in terms of it being a movie. But it gave out a great premise that animals like that do not belong in a household.
Unless it's Jasmine's house.
No. I've been around chimps. I've been around the NASA chimps that were given to a friend that had a preserve, and I was out there with them. These chimps from NASA, like, literally were as tall as me when they stood up straight.
Aww.
And I'm 6 foot two. Not only that...
Did they just want a hug?
They were so aggressive that... Like, we couldn't even go near the cages that they were in.
Rip your arms
Did you
right
try
off?
Offering them a
They
hug?
Would rip it off in a second. In a second. And in this movie, Primate, $15 million opening, yes.
But the handler of those chimps was able to...
Well, they use precaution in the feeding. They have the feeding pens and so on and so forth.
Got
but
it.
You don't play with them. They were just given a home because they were kept in solidarity because of being with NASA. Number three movie out there, The Housemaid, made $99 million in 4 weeks. It's pretty good. It's a total chick flick in terms of, like, women rule. And, you know, every woman that walked out of that movie tended to love the movie. All the guys were kind of like...
Well, it's definitely a story about for women.
Yeah.
I read the book.
Strong women. Zootopia 2...
Great movie.
7 weeks, $381 million.
It was really good.
I tried watching it.
It didn't win the Golden Globe, though. K-pop Demon Hunters
yeah,
did.
Yeah, it did. But it's a good movie. I like Zootopia. Mm-hmm. Greenland 2, which I wanted to screen, Migration, made $11 million in its opening week. It looks good. It's about climate change and everything and all the effects of it. But if you want to read the reviews on any of those that I screened, you can read it at talkinpets.com. Click on movie reviews and it will take you there. As for 28 Years Later, The Bone Temple, great movie. It was really good. But I will tell you, and the one thing I'm not saying this for any other reason other than that it was very realistic because if you got zombies in a movie, they're not going out to the nearest Gap store or whatever and picking out a wardrobe. So these people, some of them, not all, are naked.
Oh, yeah.
And the one guy, Samson, in the film, is gigantic. And if you've ever seen a Clydesdale and every aspect of a Clydesdale, I'll just leave it to your imagination. nothing is held back. Geez, even Ralph Fiennes got naked in this one. A great movie, though. It's done so well. And it's 28 years later, The Bone Temple. This is Talkin' Pets. Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets, sunsets every night. Golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Ka'anapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com. The Ka'anapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
Has officially ended bear bile farming under a new animal welfare policy that took effect on January 1st of 2026, with a six-month transition period for farmers. The ban makes it illegal to breed bears, keep them for bile, or extract bile, processes long condemned for causing severe and prolonged suffering. The decision follows years of public and international pressure and stems from a 2022 agreement between the government, farmers, and animal welfare groups. Violations of the revised animal protection law can result in prison sentences of 2 to 5 years. The government has pledged temporary financial support to care for bears during the transition. Despite the ban, around 200 bears remain confined at 11 farms due to slow progress in relocating them, limited sanctuary space, and disputes over compensation. Animal welfare groups welcome the end of the industry, but warn that many bears will continue to suffer unless rescues and sanctuaries capacity are rapidly expanded. While bear bile farming has sharply declined from about 1,000 bears in 2014, advocates stress that the ban's success will ultimately be measured by the rescue and humane care of every remaining captive bear. Reporting, I'm Lexi Adams.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. 818-818-6401. If you've got a training question or a behavior question, the dog trainer's in the house, Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Yes.
You can also check her out at jasminethedogtrainer.com. But give us a call now. She's here in the chair, as long as my cat Shadow will let her have it. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. And when you call, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us.
Let the games begin!
So this is Name That Animal Sound, and for those of you that tune in every week, then you know the game. For those of you that are new to it, we play an animal sound. If you want to call and guess it, if you win, you get to pick a prize. You get to pick out either SCOE 10X, the odor eliminator, which is amazing. You could go with the dog treat supplements from Good Pets Foods. We also do have the book Pets, Pets, Pets from Chicken Soup for the Soul. It's new. We have the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets in red or black. We have the CD from Gino Sasani in Cold Blood. It's a music CD on reptiles. We have the calendar on Tiny Hippos for 2026. You're already through January, so I recommend you get it now. And you can go Silly Beads by Kayla, and she's got the tumbler. I can never explain what it is. It's like it goes
a
on
handle
the...
Handle charm.
Handle charm for a tumbler. And it's a Starbucks one. We have the Kansas City ink pen. We have the Fred Wallen, the country singer, keychain. Mm-hmm. And the... Is it Fred?
No.
Who
no.
is it?
Morgan.
Morgan Wallen. See, I don't know Morgan Wallen. And I like country music, but I don't know him. Sorry, Morgan. Or we have a badge holder.
Fred is just his cousin.
Yeah, that's his cousin. We'll just say it is. But if you call and you're wrong, you get one of these.
We got a learning disability here.
Something of that sort.
Hopefully but not that one.
Did you
one.
Just leave that for yourself, John?
I did, actually. No, this one's for me.
Missed it by that much.
See, I wasn't that far off.
Yeah, you were.
So that was a little nicer one, actually. But name this creature. What creature makes that sound? If you know what it is, pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a buzz, and you could be a winner. 818-818-6401.
Have you heard about that giant duck that's in Clearwater right now? I'm really considering.
The Mama, giant duck?
Yeah, it's the giant duck. It's like a big blow-up duck, and it's called Mama Duck.
Oh.
And it travels
like
the country.
A real duck.
No, no, no. It's a big rubber ducky, essentially. And okay. It travels. It's the biggest rubber it's like the biggest rubber duck
you
in the
make
country.
That time
so you just go look
fun.
At it?
Yeah, they have like events and stuff that are going on, but it's down in Clearwater right now. It's there for just a little
But what
little
do they...
Bit.
So.
I don't know. They had something today. I looked at whatever. It was like a family fun day. You could go down because it's down by like the park. I don't know exactly where it is.
Largo Park? No. Crescent.
Know.
So for Lake. People who aren't familiar across the country with Clearwater, it is one of the extensions of towns of Tampa Bay here in Florida where
Close
we produce the program from. But I did see national news had it out there too. It's a big
It's a big duck. It's the world's largest rubber duck. Yeah.
So
can you walk inside of it?
No.
Oh.
They blow it up. They actually had to take it down the other day because it was so windy.
It was so windy.
Too many guts in that duck to walk inside
Aww.
Of it.
He's so cute.
His what?
Too many guts in that duck to walk inside of it.
What?
So, by the way, Praise for the Word of Dog. There's a hardcover book that I'm going to give away as well.
Ooh,
it's
love
by,
it.
It's a nice book. It's hardcover and all. And it's brand new. And it is by Mark Rollins. And this book will be yours if you want to pick the book as well. So, but you got to guess. Way to go, Jasmine. You got to guess. What creature makes this sound? What is this? Play the game with this. 818-818-6401. So,
Coachman Park, that's just so.
Oh, okay. I
the most common cat names of 2025. So, these are the top 10. Number 10 is Pepper. I like Pepper. I like Salt, too, but that's not a name. Number 9...
I bet there's a cat named Salt somewhere.
Is Mochi?
Mochi.
Mochi. M-O-C-H-I? Mochi?
Yeah, that's like the little, the food from... What is it? Japan?
I thought it was Mochi.
Mochi?
Mochi.
Okay. I don't know.
Number 8 is Lucy. Number 7 is Charlie. Number 6 is Bella. Number 5 is Loki. Number 4 is Leo. Number 3 is Milo. Number 2 is Oliver, and just like the dogs, number 1 is Luna. My niece Kayla, one of the producers here on the show too as well, her cat is called Luna.
Yeah, I've met Luna.
Yeah. So that's the number 1 name out there, it seems to be, according to this survey. So, but, where name that animal sound. Pick up the phone, give us a call. See if I can give a hint. That hint is a little bit too easy, though. So, I will say that it is also known, Lord forbid if you know this name, and you know that this is what I'm giving the actual name of, dromedary. If you know what a dromedary is, then you know the answer. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. What is this? Play the game, win something. You could pick out the Word of Dog book. It's a cool book. This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
A critically endangered North Atlantic right whale, first seen off the coast of County Donegal, Ireland, in 2024, has now been spotted again in Massachusetts Bay in the United States. Researchers have confirmed it's the same individual whale. This is the first known case of a right whale being identified first in the eastern North Atlantic and later seen in the western North Atlantic. With only around 380 North Atlantic right whales left, each sighting really matters. These whales are among the most endangered large marine animals on Earth. The whale was first recorded near Slieve League in the Donegal. This marked the first confirmed sighting of the species in Irish waters. In November 2025, scientists from the Center for Coastal Studies spotted the whale again off the coast of Boston. Experts say this shows how far these whales can travel and how much we still don't know about their habitat and behavior. It also highlights the need for international cooperation to protect the species. North Atlantic right whales are slow swimmers and very easy to catch. This made them a major target for the whaling industry. They were hunted for centuries. Today, their biggest threats include ship strikes, entanglement in fishing gear, and of course, climate change. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Seen, they felt the weight of centuries.
Zoo Tampa at Lowry Park announced the birth of a critically endangered eastern bongo calf, marking the first animal birth at the zoo in 2026. The female calf came into this world at 38 pounds and stands about 2 feet tall. Both mother and calf are healthy and bonding. The calf's mother, 4-year-old Binti, was born at Zoo Tampa in 2021, and the father, 6-year-old Martin, arrived from Omaha's Henry Dorley Zoo and Aquarium in 2023. The couple were brought together as part of an Eastern Bongo Species Survival Plan, an effort among Association of Zoos and Aquariums accredited institutions to protect and sustain imperiled species. This birth marks the 4th Eastern Bongo calf born at Zoo Tampa since 2021. The zoo's Eastern Bongo herd is now made up of males Marvin and Mac, and females Blitzen, Lottie, Binti, Millie, Mira, and the new calf. "We're thrilled to welcome another baby Bongo calf into our herd," said Chris Massaro, the senior vice president and chief zoological officer with Zoo Tampa. "I'm incredibly proud of our animal care team and the exceptional care they provide to all of our animals every single day. Bongos are the largest species of antelope living in the forest. They are noted for their glossy chestnut coats with vertical white stripes, large ears, and spiraled horns. They can weigh up to nearly 900 pounds. There are fewer than 100 Eastern bongos in the wild due to poaching and the loss of their habitat. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Queen of the Mongo, Papa was king of the Congo. Deep down in the jungle, I start banging my first bongo. Every monkey like to be in my place instead of me, cause I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong. I went to the big town where there is a lot of sound, from the jungle to the city looking for a bigger crown. So I play my bongo for the people of big city, but they don't go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm the
king of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you, 818-818-6401. This is the animal sound. We have Karen out in Oregon. I have a feeling Karen knows what this is. Karen.
Well, I'm hoping. Is it a camel?
I would say... Congratulations. So, well, did you know what a dromedary is? Did you know that the other name for that? Oh, okay.
Yes, and while you had the commercials, I went and looked it up also. Oh,
just to make sure. Yeah, actually, I was going to use this hint, but it was a little bit too easy then, because a camel's hump, I was going to say a hump doesn't store water, but fat that can be converted to energy and water. Yeah. So a lot of people think that it carries water in the humps, but it's actually not. It's fat that can later be converted.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool.
Yeah. So both of those hints were very, very good.
Well, the dromedary, I thought if somebody knows that, then you got it. But what do you want to go with?
Well, you mentioned a book. What was that book?
Yeah, it's Praise for the Word of Dog, and it's by Mark Rollins. It's a great book, and it's a hardcover. It's really pretty, actually.
What is it about, a little bit, do you know?
What Our Canine Companions Can Teach Us About Living a Good Life.
Oh, yes. I would love that. I would love that.
Yeah, it's a very nice book. So, Mark was on the air with us one day and a while back, and it's a wonderful book.
That, yeah, my precious dog, who was my life, died 7 months ago, and I will never get over it.
And I'm sorry.
Sorry to hear.
A black lab mix. Yeah, thank you.
How old? How old?
It was a tragic freak thing. She was only 8.
Oh.
But there was a parvo outbreak that I did not know about. no, a lot of people didn't know about.
Oh, I remember this, actually, Karen. Yeah, and, you know, Parvo's really tough. I mean, they have they just had an outbreak here in our area.
Yeah, no, she ate something that obviously had Parvo in it in a dog park where there was no dogs we had always gone to. And it was horrible. I didn't know what she ate. And the vet obviously didn't know what she ate, and she was very sick that whole week. And at the end of the week, I took her to that vet, and she was bleeding from her rectum, and I was hysterical. I didn't know. And it turns out that his assistant saw the bleeding. They probably guessed what it was, but the vet didn't say a word. And when I questioned him on the phone a week later, when I found out that that was most probably Parvo, because it identified with every symptom I found out. And I spoke to two other veterinarians who knew that there was a Parvo outbreak. And I said, why didn't you say anything about Parvo? And he said, because of her age. And I said, what do you mean? He says, normally an 8-year-old dog won't get it. And I told him, you know what? Next time, don't assume. You should have said something. I would have said, test her for it. I don't care how much it costs, test her.
Yeah,
exactly.
I definitely would have tested her.
She was up to date on her Parvo vaccine?
No, I have to say that. She was not.
Oh.
She didn't have any protection. So that was my bad. But we hadn't had a problem for 6 years, and I found out from two vets, one at a university, that there was a Parvo outbreak from coast to coast, and that they were bringing in, importing, 1 million dogs from Asia and other countries every year. And they felt that it might be a new strain from them.
Oh, wow.
So people know Parvo spreads through direct contact with infected dogs or indirectly via feces.
Yes, yeah, so just from a walk or...
Right.
That's
contaminated environments like soil, kennels, toys, bowls,
and
people's shoes and clothing. So
she had to have eaten the feces because she sometimes ate her own feces, and I did not remember that.
It's highly contagious, they say, of course, and it does come from unvaccinated puppies and all. So, you know, dogs basically ingest the virus from the contamination surfaces of, like, for instance, feces.
Or even if they just step on something and they lick their paw,
right.
You know, it can live in the soil.
Yeah.
You know, we had been going to that park for 6 years. She was always by my side. We were never around any other dogs, never. And she had her puppy. She had had her puppy shots. And so the next time I get another dog, they will be vaccinated, at least for Parvo and December.
That's a good idea.
But, it's horrible.
Yeah,
One of the reasons I'm not really a fan of dog parks, because you don't know if people are bringing vaccinated dogs, and you don't know if they're infected with something, and it can just spread things so easily. Even them drinking out of the water bowl, they can get giardia from that.
So some of the symptoms, so people know, they include severe, often bloody diarrhea, foul smelling, persistent vomiting, extreme lethargy, loss of appetite, fever, dehydration, and abdominal pain, and rapidly leading to weakness, shock, and then eventually, potentially, death.
And, John, there's another couple more. Explosive diarrhea, but also tons of mucus, horrible mucus, in the vomit and in the diarrhea, at least at the beginning.
Yeah, watery diarrhea that often contains blood, mucus, and has a very foul, stinky smell.
I didn't know. I didn't know any of the symptoms. I talked to the vet at the beginning of the week. He said put her on a fast. And, you know, I mean, right away, I should have taken to another vet who actually knew that there was an outbreak. Five dogs died. They were about 3 years old in another town.
Well, I gotta say, Karen, the one thing that is good about this conversation, I'm so sad for your loss because I know how hard that is. But the one thing good about this conversation is you erupted or brought out some facts that people need to know about, how to be cautious, make sure you keep your eye open around dog parks if you're taking your dogs there, and that it is important to make sure that your dog has a parvo vaccine. So
yes, and also don't be shy about asking questions or bringing things up with a doctor or a veterinarian.
No, you have to advocate for them. They can't speak.
No, you, yeah. We are their guardians and caregivers.
100%. Exactly. 100%.
She was my angel. Her name, unfortunately, was Lucy also. My heart is with Black Labs and Yellow Labs, and I did adopt another one.
Karen, the music. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE 10X. the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works. Sharon Stone has adopted an 8-week-old pit bull mixed puppy named Mo, saying the new addition has brought a lot of joy, cuddles, and fun to her family. Stone met Mo on the red carpet at the 2026 Astra Awards in Los Angeles, where the puppy was attending through Petco Love, the event's charitable partner. After spotting Mo and posing with photos, Stone decided the puppy would be a perfect companion for her youngest son, Quinn. She confirmed the decision with him via video during the awards ceremony and officially adopted Mo through the Lovejoy Foundation. Stone praised the benefits of pets for families, especially children, calling pet ownership good for responsibility and character building. Petco Love noted that the other rescue puppies who attended the event are still available for adoption. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Pretty kitty cats, flitting vampire bats, and elephants of great renown. Cannot peat, or unseat, or defeat the canine companion of which I'll speak now. I am a puppy so proud. I love belly rubs, scritches, and barking real loud. No matter how old, no matter how young, I'm a puppy doing bleps with my puppy dog tongue. I am a puppy, I puppy super hard when I sniff on a walk or patrol in the yard. No matter how young, no matter how old, I'll always be a puppy with a heart of pure gold.
Long so we're going to go out to Kirk, and Kirk has a question regarding cat separation anxiety. I always hear of dog separation anxiety. You don't hear a lot about cats. So what's going on, Kirk?
Well, we got a couple of rescue kittens, and they're about 3.5 years old now. They're siblings. And when my wife and I go out of town for a trip, 2 or 3 weeks, we have sitters that come to the house and are very good with them. But in the last year or so, one of the cats will actually, when we were gone to Italy by
oh.
as a coincidence to your trip.
That's my bucket list.
Yeah, it's great. Anyway, we found out that one of the cats was like peeing in a chair in the living room where the gal didn't know it was happening. So it probably happened for weeks. And then after we got back and found that, a couple nights after we got back, she literally peed on our bed when we were in it.
Oh.
And oh, wow.
So we have literally, for a few months now, we've had a blue tarp covering our bed, and I've had a piece of tinfoil covering the seat of the chair that she was peeing in. And she hasn't done anything for months. I've taken it off in the last few days. My wife was gone for over 2 weeks. Came back. The cat loved her, up in her lap, the whole thing. The second night, We just got back from going out and hadn't been home 10 minutes, and she had peed on her coat.
So I've got a couple of questions for you. First, have you checked out medically that there's nothing internally? Because if a cat has a urinary tract infection, I've gone through this myself, that's an issue.
Checked it twice.
Okay.
And no problems.
The other part is, how many litter boxes do you have in the house?
Three.
Oh, that's good, because there should be one over the amount of cats that you have.
Yeah.
Are they in the same area or different parts of the house?
Two are in, one's in like a water closet, one is in the larger bathroom that's connected to that, and then the other one is in the bedroom. But they're all within, 50 feet of each other. But they don't, I really think it's retribution for being gone. And we were talking about putting her on Prozac and actually bought them, and we couldn't get her to take a pill.
Have you ever tried the calming pheromones, the wall diffusers, or the room spray? And that didn't do anything?
No.
See, one thing with cats, though, and it could be what you're talking about as well, because you went away, and it's not all cats, so I'm just using an example of, like, because I had one that did the same thing, did not, like, change. So if a new person came in, or new furniture, or a new rug, it was a male cat. And he had a pee on it. And it was his way of saying, this is mine. Nobody else is supposed to have it. If somebody came in and they put their jacket down on somewhere, the cat would go and pee on it.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had problems with him. It got so bad with him that I had to environmentally close him off. So he was allowed only in one room, and I never changed anything in that room. And everything was fine. But the thing is, too, what Jasmine said is one thing. There's also any odors that cat picks up in the house is going to bring them back. So I'm going to... Have you ever got on the show the SCOE 10X?
No, I've only heard your show once or twice, and how do you spell it?
It's SCOE number 10X.com.
Okay.
That's their website, but I'm going to send you a bottle to try.
Thank you.
And so when we're done, don't hang up. You could talk with Sydney, and we'll get your address. But you got to clean those spots. And so many people try cleaning it with, like, fragrance things that make it smell pretty for, like, an hour. That doesn't help in the terms of the cats. Cats are very territorial. Cats are very they're very conservative. They're very used to their area. So when things change, they decide to let it be known. And that cat in particular, as long as you checked out medically, which you did, that cat's trying to let you know that I don't like when you leave, and whoever came in to take care of them might have been an issue as well.
This last time it was my wife left and I was here. And she was fine with me, and when my wife got back, she peed on her coat. And as I said, I think it's, but we're kind
stress.
Of, I mean, we're at wit's end.
stress is one thing. The other thing, too, is when you leave and you come back, you do bring new odors in. It's at the top of the hour, so we've got to sign off, Kurt, for this hour. But I want you to try the SCOE 10X. Let me know how that works. Don't change the litter box at all. And if it gets to a point, you might have to consider environmentally changing it, the area on the cat. But hold on. Don't hang up so I can get your address, and we'll ship you out the SCOE 10X. You're welcome. And thanks for tuning in. And this is Talking Pets. We've got to say goodbye for this hour. But spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population. Bye-bye.
Loyal buddy, I'm a puppy.
Views and opinions expressed on Talking Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.